This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Browns offense hasn't been good. And now they go to New Orleans this week to take on the Saints. And a Saints team that hasn't been very good and then played really well last week and got a win.
Andy. Yeah.
So, in theory, you got to think the Browns need some points this week, wouldn't you?
I would assume so.
And what's been an issue for the Browns this year?
Scoring points, Jeff.
Scoring points has been an issue for the Browns. Not what we were expecting, I think, is safe to say. I don't know that we thought they were going to be an offensive juggernaut or anything, but one game this year, Andy, it's still one game this year that this team has scored more than 18 points in a game. What the hey? How does that happen? It was 29 against Baltimore. How does that happen?
You want the truth? The truth is your offensive line is completely banged up. Your starting quarterback really never looked like he was healthy, and then all of a sudden you had to go to your backup quarterback to be the first guy to get you over 300 yards in a game, and your offensive line suddenly looked better because your backup quarterback was throwing the ball out a lot faster than your starting quarterback at the beginning of the year.
Okay, and that results in one game over 18 points.
And two wins on the whole season.
That's what the Browns have. Ken Dorsey is the offensive coordinator. He's also now the play caller. That's been a thing, correct?
Yeah, and correct. He was the play caller for, what, the most successful game they've had this season?
Correct, and then another game where they put up 10 points.
Yeah, good point.
Against a pretty good defense, though. Ken was asked, he spoke with the media today, and we talked to our Daryl Ryder shortly thereafterwards. A number of things have not gone real well for the Browns offensively this year, including the running game. And Ken Dorsey was asked about the issues with the running game.
I think when you look back at it, you evaluate, okay, what schemes have been effective for us, what schemes have not been effective for us, and why. I think when you go back and look at it, there's some concepts that we've run very well, and there's some concepts that we weren't as effective in.
Well, that makes sense. The Browns, Andy, 28th right now in rushing in the National Football League at 91 yards per game.
Jeff, what do you think their highest number of yards for a running back in a single game has been this year? The number. I don't care about the person. Just yards.
Let's go 73.
Oh, you are such the optimist. 64.
Well, I'm close.
Jerome Ford in the win over Jacksonville week two.
Here's the one thing that surprises me about the running game. I know the offensive line has been discombobulated, guys in and out, and flat out not as effective as it was. Forget the reasons and everything else. Last year they had injuries and they were able to figure it out. This year they've had injuries. They've not been able to make it work as well. I've still been surprised because, you know, I'm a Deontay Foreman fan.
I know you are.
I'm a Pierre Strong fan.
Yes, you are.
And I don't mind Jerome Ford.
Mm-hmm.
I am a little higher on Deontay and Pierre than I am on Jerome, but I think all three are real capable NFL running backs. And it's surprising to me that while Nick Chubb was out, not one of those guys really kind of stepped up and was like, hey, look, I can be the man here. And some of it's opportunity. I'm a little surprised that it hasn't worked out. And I'm not surprised that Nick Chubb has come back and looked pedestrian because he's coming back from a huge injury.
Yeah.
And he's running behind this line that for whatever reason, has not been its usual self. I hope with a little more continuity now on the line that those guys can get it together and the running game can reappear.
We'll see about that. The other part of that is trying to get balance, right? So, I mean, I'll throw another little quick trivia question for you. How many times this season has a receiver had over 100 yards in a game?
A receiver had over 100 yards in a game this year? Let's go with this many.
That is correct. Zero. Yeah. Yes. You were 1 yard short in the Baltimore game for Tillman, who was at 99. But the Browns have failed to get a receiver over 100 yards, too. So there's no balance there. Right?
No.
You're not only getting the rush, you're not getting any giant number receiving games.
In the first game where he was the starting quarterback for the Browns, Jameis Winston led the Browns to a victory over the Baltimore Ravens, and they put up all those points, Andy.
Yeah.
More than 18. I think 29 points in a game. That game, as somebody already called and reminded us, well, but he threw several interceptions that just weren't caught. Okay. I saw it. Yeah, that's a valid point. But they weren't caught, so they weren't interceptions. So he didn't throw three interceptions in that game. He did against the Chargers. And Ken Dorsey, as the quarterback guru, whisperer, offensive coordinator, play caller, had to talk to his quarterback, Jameis Winston, after he threw three interceptions.
The big thing that we preach is we got to trust our eyes, trust what we see out there. So I think when you do that as a quarterback and you trust your progressions, you know, everything else takes care of itself. There's no need to force anything. There's no need to, you know, feel like, hey, I got to make a play right here. The plays come through just trusting our eyes and trusting our progression.
Okay. Does Jameis take that, process it, and do better against the Saints?
Yeah. I think he does. I think he's going to have a better game this week. Yes.
You know what my fear is? And I don't know Jameis.
Too hyped?
My fear is he gets a little too excited going back down there. The one thing that might be working in his favor, Sean Payton's not the coach there anymore, nor is Dennis Allen. And so maybe because the coach isn't there anymore, he doesn't get quite as hyped as he might.
Yeah, it's got to be something you watch out for in the beginning of the game.
I would think so.
Yeah, I don't think there's any.
I would think so. The 29.
He'll settle in, though. I think he'll settle in pretty quick.
How an offense can play this many games, 9, and score more than 18 points just once is pretty befuddling. Dorsey was asked about pressure on the offense to actually produce.
The only thing I'm focused on is this offense operating at a level that we want to get it to. And that's all I'm worried about. I'm just worried about our guys and competing and going out and executing at a high level and controlling what I can control, just like I want my players to do. I want my players to control what they control, go out and give me everything you got during the week in preparation, let it fly on game day.
Okay. That was a coach answer. That was a coach answer.
Sure was.
That's all right. Dan Menigan would expect nothing less.
That's true.
Are the young wide receivers going to get more of a chance? Now, young wide receivers, I think you have to because that's what you have. Cedric Tillman has looked really good. I think Jerry Jeudy is still considered a young wide receiver. I don't think that's who everybody was asking about. You might be thinking about Andy's guy, Jamari Thrash.
Yeah, I like Jamari.
Here's what Ken Dorsey had to say.
We feel really good about that room in terms of receivers and what we have in there. And we've got some young guys who I think can contribute and want to. And we'll just evaluate that on a weekly basis as we continue to go.
Okay. Yet another. Evaluate weekly basis. Continue to go. Glad we picked that bite just so the Dan could play that.
He loves it.
Do you think the offense will get better this year? It flat out, simple, easy question. Do you think the offense will improve?
Yes, I do. I do think.
I do too.
I think they're going to get better. I really think having 2 weeks off was huge for this team. It gave the offensive line a little bit more time just to rest up and not have to worry about, you know, the typical practice stuff and not maybe tweaking something here. I'm sure they're not hitting each other at practice, or if they are, it's very light. You know, I just I don't know. I look at this team right now, and I feel like they could use, they needed 2 weeks off, and maybe they could reset. I'm not. I have no hopes for anything beyond this regular season, but I would like to see them finish strong and play, you know, with a little bit of pride. Two wins sucks. It's tired of looking at that for 2 weeks. Go get a third win and then see what happens after that.
Well, you know, one reason that I'm pulling for them to be better than they've been is this. I think you got a lot of questions to answer. I wasn't crazy, and if you've listened to the show, you know this. I wasn't crazy about the overall talent on the offense anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the wide receiver group needed...
When's the last time you were, though, about the wide receivers?
It's been a while.
It has been a long time.
It's been a real long time. I think they've neglected wide receivers in putting this team together, and I think that that's a bad mistake. I mean, Joe Burrow's really good. Joe Burrow's been throwing to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Mm-hmm. And Tyler Boyd and other guys who have stepped up and done a really nice job. Tyler Boyd's not there now, but he was. And that's your third receiver. If he was on this team, he'd be your number one or two receiver, I would think. And teams just keep reloading at that position. You know, look what the Bears did this offseason. Right? They drafted Rome Odunze, brought in Keenan Allen, who's an older receiver but still very talented, and got DJ Moore, the year before? I mean, you keep bringing in talent at the skill positions and keep throwing it out there on the football field. Steelers bring in Mike Williams, beat up, but they bring him in. You keep reloading there. Our team keeps its fingers crossed that they can get guys either through trades on teams that are bailing on them or in the third round or deeper in the draft. I personally don't think that...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the way to get her done. We've avoided so far all talk. Almost all talk. Most talk. About the NFL draft.
Yes.
We've avoided it, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. We don't want to go there yet.
There's I can't a lot believe anyone would. No one would push you to want to go down that road yet.
I would think there's a lot of football to be played, blah, blah, blah. We all know, right? The whole thing. Okay? We get all that, right?
Right.
Somebody's going to make us talk a little NFL draft.
All right. What is it?
Would be Deion Sanders.
Oh, I know where we're going.
This would be Coach Prime. That whole Coach Prime thing I'm not crazy about. Deion was a phenomenal football player.
Oh, that kind of turns me on, actually.
He was good. And he's pretty good in the commercials with Nick Saban. Shows real personality and makes Nick look really dry.
Although I think...
Which I don't care for because Nick's a Kent Stater, baby.
My money is on the Duck to win the Emmy for those commercials.
The Duck's really good.
Yeah, the Duck is excellent. Those
are good. You'd be good as the Duck.
Really? I think it'd be weird to do a commercial without any pants on.
Well, Deion's kid is a pretty good quarterback.
Why are you looking fired? I'm just saying.
Don't get fired.
Don't you? Do you remember the whole rift I did with Les on the whole?
Oh, I haven't up here and use it as drops.
Deion's kid is a pretty good quarterback.
Uncle Les, yes,
but that doesn't mean he's coming out based on what might happen in the draft. Correct, Dano? Prime's already making some comments about I might not allow a team to take my kid and we might go Eli Manning.
Oh, he's about to go full helicopter parent is what he's going to do.
So Coach Prime was on Speak for Yourself on Fox Sports 1, had this to say, if somebody he didn't like was targeting Shador.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do it publicly. I'll do it privately.
So
yeah.
You said you're going to be dad. You're going to be dad. You're going to be dad.
Dad, cows come home.
Mm-hmm. He also added in later on that he would do the same thing for Travis Hunter as well if somebody was looking at it. And Travis Hunter, a lot of big boards are saying the Colorado wide receiver slash cornerback who is the front runner for the Heisman right now, right, Andy? I think he's the
right
front runner.
Up there, yeah.
And transfer to Colorado when Deion got the gig.
Oh, he's part of the Louis that showed up with
absolutely.
Deion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it has... And they've been good. You know, we all had a lot of questions. We all were poking fun at the beginning of the year. They might play for a Big 12 championship. Shador's going to be up there for drafting, and he might do it as well for Travis Hunter, who's number one on a lot of big boards.
Yeah.
So, guys, it's getting interesting. It's getting interesting. Was to the both of you, when you hear those kind of things from Coach Prime, does that make you want to get away from those two players, or does that make you slightly more intrigued going, hey, he's going to have an opportunity to succeed here. This is different than where the Browns have been in the past. It seems to be a more competent organization. Maybe we don't have to worry about this.
I think he's going to, you know, he says, I'm not going to be out front on this thing. He's definitely stepping behind the scenes. If he doesn't like the Browns and the Browns wanted to draft him, he would straight out just tell him, don't waste the pick, man. He's not coming to you. I think he would let the team know.
Do you guys think having Deion's son as your quarterback would be a nightmare?
Or
would Deion step away and allow his son to do his thing?
I think you're asking for another quarterback situation with a media circus around it.
Are you?
Don't you, Dan?
I'm trying to avoid.
And the circus isn't going to be about Shador. It's going to be about his dad. It's going to be about Deion.
I'm trying to avoid that thought process, and I don't know if I can.
So we all had this problem.
And I still have just like, you know, a little, you know, the shakes a little bit about Johnny Manziel. So we all know how that went down. So.
I can 100% see why everybody would want to run away. The only thing that causes me pause to not run away is the last one of these parents that we really had. Who was very helicopter and was quite obnoxious about it. And we haven't heard squat from him in a good period of time. And that's LeVar Ball. And everybody was very scared to touch Lonzo, to touch LaMelo, whomever else was going to come out and play. We haven't heard a whole lot from LeVar.
Yeah, but LeVar's not coaching, not the head coach of a major college team.
Well, and he didn't have a major resume that Deion has.
Yeah, he's nowhere near there.
Everywhere.
Yeah, he was all over the place.
But so was Deion.
But you know what? His sons grew up. They became, you know, young men standing on their own. And I would wonder if the same thing would happen with Shador Sanders. Or if Deion, because of his resume and because of his, you know, great NFL career and pretty good.
I mean, Deion's got to walk away from the kids at some point, right? He's just got to be dad, like they were saying. He's got to be dad, but I think that ends once they sign their first NFL contract. It's got to end. What pro organization wants to deal with mom and dad? We've seen it here. I mean, I'm not going to go into detail
not in a heavy way, but I wonder, you know, like if you're the head coach of the team, do you want a guy who's got a pretty good resume, maybe second guessing you in public? I don't know. Would Deion do that? Would Deion? I don't know, and I would think that they would have to do some digging and checking and be real sure, you know?
I think the thing with Deion...
That could be a nightmare.
Well, if you're Shador and you end up with a... If you end up on a team where your dad knew the coach personally, played for the coach, coached with the coach, I think you're handing
off your kid to a pro coach.
Although
it's not the same as a college thing. I mean,
no,
college,
but
you get it.
He knows. You know what I'm saying? Like pros that he played with or that, you know, he was coached by. I think it's a different perspective. I do. But with NIL money, too, and all that stuff, like it's not just Shador I'm talking about. I'm talking about anybody that might come out early. You know, there's a you can get paid by staying in college now. So, you know, if you don't think you're a first rounder, second rounder, maybe third rounder, stay in school. Don't be a fool.
I wonder, would you hesitate to take Shadur based on what Deion said?
You have to take, I mean, a smart organization would take him based on his football ability. And you'd have to really dig in to find out what kind of influence you think his dad's going to have on him or your organization as you move forward if you decide to select him. If you think he's the football player that can help your team, absolutely draft him.
Yeah.
He's a really, really good quarterback, especially in a year where there aren't a lot of really, really good quarterbacks in there. So, and I didn't say really, 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 really good. I just said really, really good. So, I mean, obviously, this is one of those years where everyone is saying quarterback play is not exactly what we think we're going
to
need.
You see it when you
NFL.
Turn on college football.
Yeah.
I mean, you see it when you flip to college football. All the quarterbacks that are doing anything are quarterbacks that aren't coming out in this draft. I mean, that's the part of this that's – this is not a quarterback draft. And I think
but it only takes one for it to be a quarterback draft for your team.
Right. If you can get the right guy for your team.
Good luck, because Lord knows we've been down this road once or twice.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I really like – we had this conversation yesterday with – what's Keith's nickname? I forgot. What's his new nickname?
Fearless Leader.
Fearless Leader. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Yeah, we're going with Fearless Leader
yesterday. And we got in the conversation about Will Howard. Like, Will Howard's thrown for 2,200 yards. He's thrown – you know, he's had 22 touchdowns this year. I think he is perfect for Ohio State and where they are right now. I don't know if he's that – I think he's a backup in the NFL when I watch him every week. I think he's a really good quarterback. I think he can lead a team to victory, but I also don't like to hand him the ball 17 times in an NFL season. Not so sure about that. Not so sure.
Okay.
I don't know that he has the arm strength. I think that's part of the problem.
Our X mentioned powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to show at CLE Talking Heads like Ryan does here. Brings up a really good point. The offensive coordinator, or whatever his job title is, for Colorado is Pat Shurmur. You really think Pat Shurmur is given a glowing recommendation for the Browns?
Well, I would think not.
It was also 10 years ago, though.
Well, but here's the other thing. If your team wants to invest in a young man to be your quarterback and pay that contract, you know, you might have other opportunities, but you're probably not going to have 30 of them. You're probably not going to have 20.
Yeah, and I also don't know if this is about Pat Shurmur. I think this is about drafting somebody and hoping that they come play for you, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to get left at the altar. If you're going to draft somebody, go, oh, well, we're the Browns. They're coming here. I think that's true of every NFL team right now. There's no guarantee, and I do think that Deion would go through the back channels and go, hey, Browns, if you think you're planning on drafting him, think again, because he's not going to play for you. Or whoever. I'm just saying, Browns, because we live here.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4
four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.